Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking there.
Thanks for asking there, matey. Might be the wind sails beneath your assholes before we find the ship that sails the seas.
Man, I think we just found your new career. You're going to fucking train actors how to do accents.
All right. I'll make them say ridiculous things.
Yeah, I expect you to put in your 2 weeks' notice Monday.
I just emailed them right now.
It'd be funny if you turned in your 2 weeks along with a clip of you, like, showing off your talents. Like, I don't need this fucking job. Look what I can fucking do.
You think I need this fucking job?
With your measly salary that you pay me, you fucking cheap piece of shit.
I'm gonna find me gold. I won't need no measly salary.
Salary. I'm gonna be drinking vitamin water with LeBron James next summer. Do they even drink vitamin waters? No, I think it's Gatorade. They drink Gatorade.
Gatorade, Sprite, vitamin water. Who cares? They're all assholes.
Same shit, different label.
Pretty much. I think they're owned by all the same people, Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Ooh, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, do they? They own everyone.
Pretty much. I haven't had Coca-Cola in almost 2 years, and I swear every time I see like a bottle, I'm just like, I can just close my eyes and remember how fucking good that shit tastes.
Oh my god.
Takes me way back, Kyle.
I remember the days when taste was a big thing.
What is it now? Just selling labels?
Selling cracks on the corner over there.
Then the taste comes second.
Yeah, well, when you're in your 20s, it's Coca-Cola. When you're in your 30s and 40s, it's cocaine.
You're absolutely fucking right, my friend. God, speaking of 20s and 30s, I blew my own fucking mind. I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday, I was driving to this convenience store on the way to work. And like, you know how, like, if there's a convenience store, let's say, in like a Walmart parking lot, like there's almost like a little mini road that you can turn onto that's within the parking lot. So it's not like a main road, but you're still kind of in.
Yeah.
Like a lane, so to speak. I turned on into this lane, so I was still within like an actual parking lot, and I was looking at where I could park at the convenience store. And then while I'm in the lane, I go to turn my key. Like, I go to take my key out of my car while I'm still driving, like really slow. The car is still in drive. My foot is like kind of moving from the gas to the brake. And so, like, I'm in the middle of the fucking lane, and I go to turn my car off and take my key out. And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? And, like, a second later, I was like, it's so funny how, like, different you feel when you do something like that. Like, when you're in your 20s, if you do something like that, you're just like, man, I am so fucking wacky. Like, what is up with me? And then, like, that happens to you in your 30s, and you're like, I just want to park my car and cry for, like, an hour.
You're an idiot. So,
yeah, something is just totally wrong with me. I need a fucking break from reality.
Oh my god. Did I ever tell you the story what happened to me when I went to Costco when I lived in Orlando? And this is when I had my red Salamander.
All right. Let's hear about this.
Well, I parked into Costco and I was going there to get like a jug of milk and, you know,
who goes to Costco for a jug of milk?
Well, you know, everything there is extra large. So I wanted like eggs, jug of milk, and I don't know, maybe like a fucking 40-gallon of peanut butter.
All right, I can get down with this.
I know. And maybe like a whole factory worth of bread.
Yeah,
well, anyways, either way, even if you're going for one item, you need a cart. So I park and I go in, I get my stuff, I come out, and I noticed that my car lights are still on, and I'm like, wait a minute. And then I get in my car, and then I notice that I don't have my keys. So I go, oh, I'm an idiot. I left my keys in my car with my car running.
How long were, I mean, even if you were in there for like 2 minutes, that's still like an oh my God moment.
Yeah, someone could have hopped in and said, skirt. And no one did. But I felt like an idiot.
Dude, I have so many idiotic moments where I'm like, how am I not working like in a fucking toll booth somewhere? Like with the way that I think. Like there are some times where like I'll walk into a men's bathroom and I'll be standing at the urinal peeing and I'll just have this sudden fear like, oh my God, what if I accidentally went into the women's bathroom? And I'm like, why would there be a fucking urinal in the women's bathroom?
I feel like I've done that before. I just can't recall when or where. It definitely was a restaurant. Because sometimes restaurants can be confusing, man. They try to get a little unique with the way they put... it's probably a Mexican restaurant. I don't remember, but you know how that sometimes they don't have men or women. They have like a symbol or something in their language.
Come on. Yeah, one of the doors has like a fork and the other's got a spoon. And you're like, I don't know what that means. Which one do I fucking go in?
I know which one I would imagine I would try to pick fork. If it was a spoon or a fork, I would go with fork for men.
But if you're cuddling, if you're cuddling with your woman, you might, you know, it may not be the truth, but I think it's an often assumed thing that the man is the bigger spoon.
It's true. I do like being a spoon too. And let's be honest, spoons are more useful than forks, in my opinion. I mean, you can't really eat ice cream with a fork, number one.
You ever try eating spaghetti with a spoon, though, you piece of shit?
Are you eating spaghetti on a daily basis?
No, not on a daily basis. But lately, we have been trying to think of, like, meals we can make that'll last us for, like, you know, at least 2 to 3 days. So in the last couple months, we've made pasta quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Tell you what, this is a good pasta dish, and you can thank me later. And it's only because Lauren's probably made it before, and I'm probably going to botch it. But what it is... I mean, really any kind of pasta. I mean, you can do oodles and noodles. You can do udon noodles. You can do spaghetti. You can do angel hair. You can do reggaeton.
But can you do fettuccine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I thought I was going to get you on that one. Okay.
Really any noodle. But what you put in it is key. So you want to have olive oil, some butter, of course. Then what you want to do is you want to have some sun-dried tomatoes in there. You also want to try to add maybe a little bit of sprinkle of Parmesan cheese on top. And then mix that bad boy. And I think there's probably other things, but that's the only thing that I can think of.
You're only given like 30% of the ingredients that goes into this dish.
Maybe some good sautéed mushrooms.
Oh, you're a mushroom fan?
Oh, man, if they're cooked.
I would rather go to prison for life than eat mushrooms. And then with my luck, I'd go to prison for life and all the dishes would have mushrooms in it. I'd just have to kill myself.
Yeah, you probably would. I don't think you've had a good mushroom, my friend. But I can understand why you don't like them. Like, I don't like olives.
I mean, I think the only time I've really ever tried mushrooms was, I think, you remember Positano's in, like, Altamont/Apopka?
Yeah. If you don't know what that is, then you didn't live in Altamont.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking losers. But, yeah, I think I took a bite of my friend's meal one time. I think it was, like, a chicken Marcella or something, and it had mushrooms in it, and I was just like, you know, I'm just not a fan. I'm not digging how this is tasting with the mushrooms.
Yeah, that's fair. I think, is it the texture or is it just in general, there's no like, it's not a good taste to you?
It's just a flat out horrible taste.
Wow. You might be. Yeah. No. Yeah, you might be a serial killer.
You know what? No, I'm actually going to go get tested for that tomorrow.
What if that was a thing?
You can get tested for being a serial killer.
And you have to, like, you have to, like, when you miss work for it, you bring a note into work. It's like a doctor's note for testing for serial killism.
Yeah, like, you bring in a note and you're like, yeah, apparently sometime down the road, I'm going to fucking kill a bunch of people, so...
Yeah, I need to get checked out.
Just want to give you a heads up. I also want 3 weeks off next month. So it's up to you if you want to give it to me or not. Might set me off.
I would give it to me. It's just me saying it, you know. So what was fun in your 20s that isn't funny now that we're in our 30s?
I mean, like, health problems for sure. I mean, health problems are never really funny, but like, whenever something
funny,
they were never funny, but like, when stuff would go wrong in your 20s, like, you would just shrug it off, I think, for the most part. And then now that I'm in my 30s, anytime like any little thing is going on, I'm just like, oh my god, there's got to be a, you know, a greater cause other than what's this little minuscule thing that I'm experiencing. So I think my hypochondria in my 30s is a lot more intense, and in a way I think it actually is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking neurotic.
Well, we're also guys too.
Are guys more,
I don't know. I just think, in our 20s, we think a lot of things that probably shouldn't be funny or funny. I mean, even past our 20s, but I would say drinking alcohol is definitely not as fun as it was when we were underage. I mean, that's underage is probably the best time to drink, because it's, you know, kind of illegal and makes it a little bit more, you're going to parties and stuff like that, house parties, and it's new to you and stuff. But now, I mean, and I used to be able to drink way more than I can now, but it wasn't even that much more, because I'm a lightweight in general, but I have one glass of wine and I'm
ready to suck a dick after a glass of wine.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, and I can have one drink or two drinks and wake up and feel like the worst person in the world. And in my 20s, I could get up and just run a marathon. I'm not going to do it, but I would. And it would be the marathon with dildos that we talked about. Because that's...
I hear you, man. I know what I was going to say. Like, I didn't even drink when I was... Like, I've never been a huge drinker to begin with, but I don't... Like, I didn't even get drunk for the first time until, I think, my 24th birthday.
Ooh, and it's a good number. Like, it's my favorite number.
24 is your favorite number?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Kobe Bryant fan? Is that one?
No, Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, Ken Griffey. Forgot about that one. But yeah, I probably like took a sip of a beer like a couple times before turning 21, but I don't think I ever had like an actual drink before turning 21.
Dude, I remember, like, I mean, I wasn't a big drinker either, and I, you know, when you go to parties and stuff, like, I would always try to drink like Smirnoff Ice, which is horrible. It was so bad because it was basically just sugar and shitty alcohol. But I just didn't like the taste of beer. But I finally came around to it after a few years, and then just kind of got used to it or whatever. But now I enjoy like a good beer, though. Like, I love Guinness. I love a good... I can't drink domestic beers. I think they're nasty. I think it tastes like bullshit.
The only like... somewhat regular beers that I will drink are basically like Shiner or Blue Moon, but that's on like Blue Moon is on a really rare occasion, but that's probably my favorite like kind of common beer.
I would agree with that. That's a good beer.
Other than that, I usually just try to buy like something from somewhere in Texas, but Austin has a lot of good breweries and local companies that we usually buy stuff from.
Yeah, same here in Tampa. There's a lot of good breweries, and not that I know too much about them, but I just know that there are a lot.
You ever do brewery tours, or do you just pick your stuff up at the grocery store?
Yeah, I don't do no damn tours. Do I look like I have a comb for my mustache?
Hey, I don't have a comb for my mustache, and Jen doesn't have a mustache, but she likes to breweries.
You guys might have, well, I don't know. We just never was. We never got into that. We never did that. Because she doesn't, I mean, like Lauren doesn't like beer. She likes, like, wine or, like, Prosecco, like. Or if she's going to drink, like, something harder, it would be, like, Tito's Soda and Lime, which is a classic.
I gotcha. But, yeah, when we go to breweries, we typically don't even do the tours. We usually just like to go because they might...
We want
to
get wasted.
Not get wasted, but usually they got, you know, it's just, like, a cool environment. They'll have different, you know, food vendors there, and then they might have, you know, some beers, like, on tap that they may not actually sell in stores. So
yeah,
that's kind of partially the reason we go.
Okay. I mean, they're pretty cool. I've been to the Bacardi factory. I've been to, where'd we go? Yeah, we went to a brewery in St. Augustine. It was a distillery. That was pretty neat. I don't even think we got to do the tour, did we? No, it was too crowded. We were in St. Augustine and we went to a distillery and it was too crowded or something, too long of a wait. So we just said, screw it. We went into the shop.
Let's get some gifts. Corn chips.
Yeah.
Let's get some Fritos and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I don't know. What would be your biggest thing, like, that you thought was fun or funny in your 20s but isn't funny now? Would your number one really be the health stuff?
I mean, I wouldn't say my number one is the health stuff. I'm trying to think.
I would say, honestly, without getting too graphic about it, I would say probably, like, certain things that aren't considered, what's the term I'm saying? Just too sensitive to talk or say and use nowadays.
You mean just, like, politically incorrect stuff?
Yeah, just because of how things have gone.
I mean, yeah, like, certainly whatchamacallit, like, with, you know, the culture nowadays and what comedians can and can't joke about, there's certainly a lot of stuff, you know, and, you know, now that we're in this decade of our lives, that you not technically can't joke about, but people just jump down your throat for commenting on or joking about, that, you know, 10 years ago wasn't a big fucking deal.
Yeah, like the F word, and I'm not talking about fuck, but, like, back in the day when we were teens, you know, we would use the word gay or something to just, it was just using it to your friend just to, like, make, like, just a, I don't know. It's weird how you don't think about that kind of stuff, and nowadays it just doesn't feel right even saying it anyways, if you ever do that, but, like, it kind of just naturally went away anyways, but we were young and stupid, so.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I'm guilty of, you know, you throwing the word around, like, back in the day when I was much younger, and now I'm just like, it's not even that I'm, like, just like, oh, if I say this, it's going to offend somebody. It's like, I literally just don't even, like, yeah, want to say it.
Need to use it. You know? Yeah. It's funny how that is, but I guess that's just how things kind of naturally go. I was thinking of something, yeah, and I forgot it. I forgot my thought process. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, Johnny.
Well, speaking of... Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say... Are you drinking anything tonight or no?
Oh, yeah, I'm sipping on a little Sauvignon Cabernet.
I actually wussed out for our call tonight. I had an IPA earlier and several beers last night. And after the IPA, like, with dinner, I was just like, I really don't feel like tasting any more, like, alcohol right now on that level. if I had a cider, I'd be drinking that. But I'm just like, yeah, I don't want another fucking IPA. Or we have another beer here that's like 12%. And I'm just like, I am not doing that right now. So,
oh, geez, man, that would put me out.
So I'm a lightweight, man. Yeah, I'm just having a sparkling H2O.
Ooh, okay. So I'm the only one feeling a little fruity right now.
But yeah, whatchamacallit, we decided to do a little bit of a spontaneous date night last night. We went and saw that movie Hustlers with J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
That
doesn't seem like a movie that both of you would go see.
Why is that? Why would you say that, Cameron?
I don't know. That just seems like a girl movie, right? Hustlers? They went and saw Hustlers last night.
I mean, it's got a bunch of girls in it, but I mean, have you never gone and seen, like, I know it's not a chick flick, but have you ever gone and seen a chick flick with your wife?
I can't recall if we've ever gone to the theaters for a chick flick.
But you've watched them with her.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, I like some films that are actually considered girl films or chick flicks.
Oh, man. Dude, we could save that for a whole nother...
Is that a politically wrong thing to say nowadays?
What, chick flicks?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to call women chicks. Like, if you use the term chick, like, it, you know, you're trying to hit up a lady at the bar and you're like, hey, yeah, what up, chick? She'd be like, what the fuck did you just call me? But yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with chick flick. And if there is, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to stop saying it.
Yeah, we know what that means.
But yeah, I mean, that could be a whole nother conversation. Like, there's tons of stuff that I have gotten into, like TV show wise, that, you know, I got into because of Jen. And it's like stuff that I normally would never watch. Like, I remember when she first started watching that show, Ugly Betty, I wound up getting into it with her. The Jane the Virgin, what else? The Mindy Project, like all these shows I would have never watched on my own. But I'm like, after I see, you know, a handful of episodes, I'm like, hey, wait for me on that next episode.
I do sometimes feel left out when she watches shows without me. But you know, some of them are kind of fucking stupid. Like Orange is the New Black. Get out of here. I'm not.
That show, it's pretty good. There were a couple seasons in the middle that were kind of eh. But the first couple seasons and the last couple seasons were good.
Nah, I'm good, man.
In my opinion.
I don't. It doesn't fill my interest, I guess.
Yeah. See, I think the thing with me. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, have you guys watched Mindhunter yet?
When the first season came out, she was actually like all about that. I don't know if she finished the first season or she watched like a handful of episodes, but I saw like one or two with her and thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah, it's slow, but it ends up being really good. And we just started the second season, but I fell asleep last night.
Ooh, fell asleep with your ice cream in your hand?
No, I fell asleep and I didn't get to have my ice cream. Ooh. So I woke up at 2 a.m. on the couch and I was pissed because I was like, God, it's too late. I swear to God, the first thing I thought of was, shit, I didn't have my ice cream.
I just picture you waking up on the couch in a silent house and it's, you look at the clock, it's 2 a.m. and you just start punching walls.
And then Lauren runs out and she's like, what's wrong? What'd you do? I was like, I didn't have my ice cream. And then that's when she goes, well, I had ice cream, bitch.
I ate your fucking ice cream for you, you pussy.
She would. She would tell me that, too.
Oh, but yeah, so going back, we saw Hustlers. And the movie didn't even start.
Yeah, what is it about?
It's supposedly a true story of these strippers that I guess are looking to make even like way more money than they're currently making. So they kind of con, like they drug, you know, these Wall Street guys and these big, you know, big spenders, and they get them to like rack up, you know, tons of stuff on their credit card. Like even when they're I think it's even when they're not working at the strip club anymore, mm-hmm. they're still like escorts kind of. So they take these men to the strip club they used to work at to get them, like to drug them and get them to like rack up a whole bunch of, you know, money on their cards. And then the strip club kind of gives them a kickback, like a percentage of whatever is charged on these guys' cards because they're bringing in the business.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's these strippers that, you know, basically just drug and take advantage of these big spenders. And yeah.
Oh, man. It sounds like a great film for young teen girls.
Hell yeah.
To learn and.
You know it, man. Or make some it's money. Teaching them how to not do things because, hey, these girls don't necessarily get away with it.
Ooh, is that a little, I don't know, like a spoiler teaser? Alert?
Little possible spoiler alert? But I mean, it's a true story, so if anyone reads up about it, they know how it fucking ends. So.
Yeah, but movies can always have their own little twist.
That's true. We went to a late movie. Like, normally we'll see a movie on, like, a Saturday afternoon or something, but this didn't even start till 10:30. We actually like had a few drinks at our place first and then took an Uber to the theater and back, and we were just like, man, we are fucking ballsy. We are living large. Going to a 10:30 movie on a Friday night. Holy shit.
Were there a lot of kids and stuff there?
No. There was probably maybe a dozen other people in the theater, and I don't remember seeing any kids.
I meant like I feel like 10 o'clock still kind of early. Like,
oh, it is. We're just fucking old fucks.
Well, no, I know. But I mean, like, when you go to the theaters, was there a lot of kids outside? You know how they're always, like, hanging out?
Oh, honestly, not a whole lot. Not too many.
Interesting.
Maybe kids have a... Because, I mean, things are a lot different nowadays than when we were, you know, in high school. Like, maybe the movie theater isn't an extremely common place for teenagers to be hanging out on the weekend.
I think it is. Maybe it just depends on like where though too, like what like area, state, town, whatever. But I think you're right. I think movies are still a big thing for like younger teens, like 13 to whatever, because usually they're kind of connected to the mall, and I know mm-hmm. that the mall is still a place where kids like go to escape and get to roam around and be little assholes.
Little shitheads. Yeah, yep. that was our fun date night. We usually
So did you like the movie overall? You think it was a good movie?
I mean, I certainly think it was somewhat enjoyable. Like, I don't regret spending the money to take my wife to the movie, that's for sure. Like, it was at least entertaining enough and she enjoyed it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I have no complaints.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I miss going to the theater. We used to have our date nights a lot where we would do like the dinner and movie thing, or even go to a theater that has like food where you can get food in, like inside the theater you can order and mm-hmm. they bring it to you and shit. I miss those, but it is what it is. We'll get back to doing that eventually one day, or it'll make it even more enjoyable once we get to do it every now and then when he's a little older and can get, you know, watched or babysat or whatever, and we'll get to go out and truly enjoy it. I think those are the times that are actually better, because if you overdo something, you don't really enjoy it as much, in my opinion.
That's true. And plus, now you get to enjoy that Hulu upgrade that you recently got, man. Take advantage of that.
Yeah, I know.
Who needs the movie theater when you can watch live TV on Hulu?
Shulu. Well, speaking of that, I got Cops on in the background here. Well, actually, live PD. Freaking, I'm telling you, you need to watch it. If you need our login, let me know.
I'll look up some clips.
Throw me a tenner.
I'll look up some clips on YouTube or something to see if it's something that I would actually like sit down to watch.
I think you'd enjoy it. I mean,
the thing about me is I'll get into new shows if Jen's watching them. But I don't like, I don't think I've really ever started a new show like just on my own. Like, oh, I think I'm going to check something out just to see if I think it's good. Like, if I have downtime, if I have downtime and I want to watch something, it's going to be like a rerun of like The Office that I've seen 8 times already. You know, like I just watch the same shit over and over again. Jeez.
I know what you mean, because it's comfort. It's, especially when you're like relaxing, you like to see something that you're familiar with.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give a fucking brand new show a shot. I'll let Jen pick out something she likes, and then more often than not, I'm probably gonna like it too.
God damn it, Jen. She knows her, and she knows her shit.
She does. That's for sure.
She knows one thing, her damn shit.
One thing I did finish up today on Hulu. Do you remember that guy, The Amazing Jonathan? He was like a comedian slash magician.
There was a there was a show on Netflix that was a magic series, and it was a guy, and he was like pretty funny, and he had a unique show, and he had one season. I don't remember what it was called, but we watched it and liked it a lot. Do you remember what it was called? His name was like Justin something, but I can't remember. Anyways, The Amazing Jonathan.
Yeah, there's a documentary on Hulu. He was really popular, I think probably in the 80s and 90s. And now he's, I guess, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, he was diagnosed with some like heart condition. And he was told he only had a year to live. And, you know, he lived for several years. I mean, I think he's still alive, but he lived for like several years beyond that 1 year. And, you know, there's this documentary about him, and it's kind of like depressing and weird because he's kind of like a jerk to like the people, the guy making the documentary, and he's like smoking meth or whatever. And he's like going out and trying to do some shows again while he still can. And like, it's kind of depressing, but at the same time, it was kind of interesting. Kind of
depressing. Just a little bit, no big deal.
Just a smidge, but yeah, I finished that up today, and it's kind of bizarre because like he has this guy making a documentary of him, and then the guy finds out that a second documentary crew is entering the picture to make a documentary on the same guy at the same time, and then like a couple weeks out, like later on after that, a third documentary crew like enters the picture. So there's like all these different crews making different documentaries about the same guy, like all at the same time. And it's weird. It's
really weird. That's very strange.
But yeah, it was.
And that's on Hulu only?
I believe so.
I think we got a little guest popping on here. Rando. Who do we have on here? Who's popping in?
Is it Bugs Bunny?
What? He's a cartoon. Is that real?
Anything can happen, man.
God, you're so right. That's why I love you. Because you speak the truth. You speak the truths with your minds.
God, I'm fucking thirsty. I'm out of my carbonated water.
Well, you better jump on that.
Dude, I was looking. I thought it'd be funny to try to find some like kind of weird or funny job postings on Indeed. And I found a couple. I don't know if you want me to wait for our guest to hop on or not.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I was searching in our like kind of general area here in Austin, and I found one for like AMC theaters, but like the position that they listed for the job posting was just called crew. Like it wasn't cashier or, you know, maintenance person. It was just AMC crew. And I was like, that's such a fucking general like description. And then part of the description was deliver superior service while connecting with our guests and supporting efforts to achieve AMC's financial goals. And I was just like,
how do you connect with a guest at a movie theater? Because they're kind of strapped for time. Like, if you try to connect with the guests while they're ordering their popcorn, they're going to be like, yo, just give me my fucking popcorn. My movie's starting in like 3 minutes. You know, how are you supposed to connect with a guest at a movie theater? I don't get it.
I don't know. There's a lot of weird people at movie theaters.
I honestly think that companies just have like way too much expectations. Like, I saw one, I don't remember who it was with, and the job description was like, you know, part of it was you're in charge of answering phones and you must answer the phone on the first ring. And I'm just like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I have I would have no intentions on answering it before the third ring. Like, maybe on the third ring, but definitely not before.
Yeah.
Redonkulous. Let's see. Oh man. There was one for a corrections officer at a jail around here.
And a what?
A corrections officer at a jail.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be interesting if I read you some of these job descriptions, and then you have to guess how much this job is offering to pay based on these descriptions.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so first one is maintain safety and security in the jail. Second one, receives books and secures inmates upon arrival. Then conducts daily physical inspections and searches of the facilities, inmates, and visitors. Let's see. Post maintains and enforces jail rules as well as state, federal, and departmental policies and procedures. Observes inmates to detect, deter, and or prevent self-destructive or criminal behaviors. And the last one, assists with transport of inmates. So if someone was telling you that this is the job you were going to have to do, you would be like, I'm not doing that unless you pay me. Like, what amount would you guess that job should be paying?
Oh, jeez.
Because, like, you are dealing with inmates and preventing, like, dangerous things from happening within a jail.
I don't know, honestly. Let's see, maybe like 80,000.
80,000. So what would that be? What would that be hourly? Would that be like $40 an hour or something?
No, I would say they'd probably get about like 25 to 30.
Okay, that position was offering $16.72 an hour.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
And I'm just like, why would anyone want that kind of responsibility, like, for that little money an hour?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's ridiculous.
That's also a pretty dangerous job, too.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't even do that job for $25 an hour, let alone almost $10 less than that. I think that's fucking ridiculous. And those kinds of, like, security jobs should get paid a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with, I think it's, because isn't it the same system as being part of, like, our school system? And
I mean, not the school, I mean, I guess it's technically a part of, like, local or, like, state government or something.
Maybe. Yeah, it's just like cops. Cops don't get paid, I mean, they get paid less than 50 a year, I mean, unless they do, like events and stuff and extra stuff on the side for security and stuff. But those jobs are so underpaid for the dangers that they're in and the responsibilities.
And I feel like that's how you wind up with people in those positions that don't care about their job. And they like look the other way on a lot of things. Cause it's like, I'm not getting paid enough to actually care about this.
Well, yeah, that's another part of that problem too, for sure. I agree. That's probably why there's so many issues with people. I mean, because of live PD, they came out with it in 2016. They said that the job rate and like phone calls and stuff to become a cop have raised because of watching that show. People called in to ask for joining their departments and stuff, which was pretty neat.
Interesting. I feel like that show would deter me from, like, if I was on the fence, I would see that show and I'd be like, you know what, I'm good. I think I'm gonna go work.
I, I couldn't. I couldn't.
I'm going to go work at Hot Topic. Dude, that's something that has like gone way downhill from like when we were in high school to
Maybe nowadays. Because we're older and we're not around it, but I think it's still a thing in the malls.
It's still a thing, but I'm like, it's so much lamer. Like you go in there and they, like back in the day, it was, you know, like heavy metal t-shirts and this and that. Now you go in there and it's kind of like, you know, they almost have those same kind of corny shirts that you see at JCPenney with, you know, like kids from the Sandlot on the shirts or something. And don't get me wrong, I love Sandlot, the Sandlot, but it's just weird that Hot Topic went in that direction and they just kind of sell gimmicky, lame stuff now.
Yeah, well, plus, I mean, music and bands aren't as big as they used to be when we were younger, because they're not as, like, it's not as big now. It's all about, like, electronic, and it's not about, like, the scene and emo and, like, the hardcore, and it's just not as popular anymore, too.
Yeah, I agree. Like, and I hate how convenient it is to just have, like, music be just entirely digital, and especially in an account like Spotify or Apple Music, because I used to get, like, such a thrill out of buying CDs, like, buying albums on release day and, like, seeing the artwork and, you know, just playing the CD from start to finish, and that's just not there anymore. And I also don't have the money to just keep buying physical albums, so Spotify is not only cheaper, but it's just convenient, and then you have less clutter around the house.
Oh yeah, technology, man, it's definitely, like, it's crazy how we've seen all that transition, especially with, like, physical DVDs and CDs and stuff, and now everything is just, we don't even know what to do with our DVDs and shit. It's, like, crazy. Everything's all digital.
Yeah, like, you don't want to throw them out. Like, I don't mind still buying physical copies of movies because I like having that collection, but yeah, when you have a large collection and you're just like, we don't even, like, you know, if your DVD player breaks, are you going to go out and buy one? Like, probably not. So you're just like, now I have this large collection that I don't want to just throw away, but no one's going to fucking buy it. Who's going to pay you money for, like, a used copy of, you know, Knocked Up from 12 years ago on regular DVD?
Well, yeah, too, because especially, like, if you have Hulu or whatever, one of the streaming, Netflix, I mean, you can find them, any movie, really, and stream it.
Yeah, pretty much.
For the most part, unless you're trying to find, like, Duncan Checks In. You remember that? Dunstan Checks In? Sorry, Dunstan. Dunstan
Checks In. Run the synopsis of that one by me.
You don't remember that one?
Was that with, like, a monkey in a hotel? Like a little
bug? Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I do know that one.
Yeah. There was also Monkey Trouble, too, with the little girl.
Yeah, the girl from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, she was... she pissed me off in that movie.
I don't know why that caught me off guard, and it was so funny hearing a grown man talk about how this little girl in a movie from the 90s pissed you off, and it was a kid's movie.
It did. It pissed me off.
I know I saw the movie, but I don't really remember almost anything from it. But what in that movie pissed you off? Like, what did she do?
I don't know. I don't remember specifically, but I remember just being pissed off at her character. And when I was younger, when I was watching it, I'd be like, damn, this monkey needs to just bounce, bro.
Monkey just needs to cut her throat to live its life.
Yeah, like, what is he attached to her for? Get the hell out of here.
Man, there's so many classic movies that flew under the radar. Do you remember a movie called The Wizard?
The Wizard?
It was a video game. It was a movie kind of revolving around video games for the most part.
I don't think I remember that.
It was this kid basically was like a video game, you know, wizard, so to speak. Like, he was a very young kid. I think he was autistic,
And he was like great at video games, and like he's got a whole bunch of family drama going on, and his brother and him like kind of hitchhike, like I think across the country to go to California so he can enter some like video game tournament. Mm-hmm. And it's just about them kind of traveling and then meeting up with this other like younger girl that tags along with them on their way to California. And it's not a good movie if you're probably seeing it for the first time nowadays, but like I grew up with that movie and it was classic. And I think at the end of the movie, at the competition, they play Mario Brothers 3. And I think that was like Nintendo's way of unveiling Mario Brothers 3 was in that movie. I think it was the first time anyone even knew that that game was going to come out.
Oh shit. I didn't know that. Speaking of which, do you remember the Super Mario Brothers movie?
I remember it, and I remember it existing, and I know that I saw it, but I just do not remember anything about it other than probably not liking it.
Oh my god. What was it? John Leguizamo and...
Leguizamo? Leguizamo.
Is it Leguizamo? Sorry, my bad. Yeah.
It was him and then the guy from Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, that guy from Roger Rabbit. What was his name, honey? He's also on what? Cook? Oh, Hook. Yeah, he was Shmi.
Oh, yeah.
He died? Oh, man. That guy died. Mother of God.
Yeah, I remember like seeing the movie and being excited about it and then being pretty let down when I actually got to see it.
Yeah. But Hook, on the other hand, that was a fucking movie for the ages. Let's just talk about that for a second.
Yeah, that movie's fucking great. And it's so funny because, like, you know, I didn't even... Who is it that plays Hook? Is it Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman, yes.
Like, as a kid, you know, you're just like, oh, okay, that guy's Hook and that's that. But then, like, as you get older and you go back and you're like, oh, my God, that's fucking Dustin Hoffman as Hook. Like, that blew my mind when I was probably, like, a teenager. And, like, I started watching more movies that he was in. And then remembering back to Hook, and I'm just like, that is fucking nuts.
Dude, I lost my mind when I realized I was watching Meet the Fockers. And I'm like, wait a minute, that was fucking Hook.
Oh, you know what else is classic? You know, the kid who played, you know, Robin Williams' kid in Hook? You remember what else he's from?
No.
He is from Can't Hardly Wait. You've seen that, right?
Oh my god, the weird kid that he's with the three friends and like the nerd.
Yeah, he's like, I can't feel my legs. I think that's from Can't Hardly Wait.
Oh my god. That's him? That's the guy from Hook. He was a little kid, no way.
Yeah, that is him.
Yeah, Can't Hardly Wait. Oh my god. I didn't even realize that. That's so funny. That's so true though. Holy crap. That's so funny.
I just rocked your fucking world, my friend.
You did. You just blew my brain particles.
My butthole.
You just exploded my brain fats. Did you know that the brain is mostly fat?
It looks kind of fatty. Like, you could just, like, pinch it and squish it.
Yeah, it's just a big old fat brain.
Big old ball of fat.
Let's go on to some news, man. UFO videos are footage of real unidentified objects, U.S. Navy acknowledges. The funniest thing that I read from this article made me crack up. Did you read the article?
I haven't dug into it much yet, but I did see that it referenced Tom from Blink 182.
Yeah, for the first time, the U.S. Navy has acknowledged that three UFO videos that were released by former Blink 182 singer Tom DeLonge and published by the New York Times are of real unidentified objects.
Here, let me stop you right there. I absolutely get annoyed when people say they don't believe in UFOs. And hear me out. My reasoning on this is just because something is a UFO does not mean it's an alien aircraft. It just means that it was a flying object that is unidentified.
So to say that you don't believe in unidentified flying objects means that you think that every object to ever fly has been identified by somebody. And that's just like literally not the case. So UFOs exist. And if you don't believe in them, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, like, for instance, isn't this, what do they call it? What's the jet that like can be invisible? Isn't it like the stealth?
Stealth bomber.
Stealth bomber, yeah. The government has equipment that we've never even thought to be of existence. So, doesn't surprise me.
Hey, man, they got an aircraft shaped like a damn Kohl's store.
I wonder if you can return any Amazon things there.
You might be able to.
Sir, we're not open. You guys look like a Kohl's store.
Sir, we're about to drop 80 bombs on this country in the Middle East. If you just give me like 10 minutes, I will help you process your return.
I think that was something I wanted to talk about with the Kohl's and Amazon returns. Like, what's their game there? They think, oh, let's team up with Amazon because if people come to return their stuff, they'll just shop here too.
Like, Probably. And yeah. I guess it's probably the old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. Like, Kohl's is like, all right, if we don't get partnered up with Amazon somehow, we're going in the fucking trash pretty soon.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's like they only have like a long line for people returning Amazon stuff, but nobody's buying anything.
Yeah, dude, I've seen it. And like, I feel like the only times there are lines at Kohl's like to actually buy stuff is when it's like back to school or like tax free week or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember going to Kohl's with you one time. You were like shopping for some like dress shirt and a tie or whatever. And back then I was like, oh man, I think that might have been the first time I was in a Kohl's. And now it just seems like so much trashier than it did back in the day.
Almost like it's going to a Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, that's never really seemed classy, going into a Walmart, but I know what you're saying. Like, it just deteriorated even further from what it was at.
Ooh, look what we have here. A little yay or nay for the week. New thrill ride or daredevil dive? Ooh.
You're a thrill ride person, right?
I am. Doesn't mean I don't get the heebie-jeebies before I go on it.
I haven't been on a roller coaster in probably like maybe 8 years, I think.
What?
It's been a long time.
Are you okay?
Well, I am, but just never. Like, the closest area to go on a roller coaster, I think, is in San Antonio at Six Flags, which is the last time that I went on a roller coaster. I think it was back in like 2011. When I wasn't living in Tejas yet, but I was visiting. We went on a few roller coasters at Six Flags in San Antonio. So I'm the person that likes going on them, but who knows if I could even handle them now at my fucking old age of almost 35.
Oh my God.
Can you believe I'm going to be 35 in December? That is nuts.
Yeah, you should probably start shopping for coffins on Walmart.com.
I'm going to get a Mountain Dew themed coffin.
what I have noticed when I can't remember when we first moved to Tampa and we had Busch Garden tickets, so Laura and I we would go every now and then. We went plenty of times and rode all the roller coasters and stuff, and there was always one roller coaster that would make us just feel like, man, are we getting too old for this? Because like, we would get off of it and just feel lightheaded and kind of just not feeling good after it. And that was the I can't remember which one it was. It was the Montu or the, it's like yellow. It was like one of the first Busch Garden rides. What is it? Kumba. Maybe it was Kumba. Because it's still fun. I love it, but it's like, it's kind of jerky and it's, yeah, it's a little rough. A little rough for these 31-year-old bones. But I don't know. I know what you mean though. Like, But I can't wait to go back to the theme parks when Crew is a little bit older, so he can. I can just like, oh my god, I can't wait to ride everything. But what's this Six Flags new Daredevil ride? What is this?
Oh, let's see.
Devil Looks dive like... flying machines lets riders experience weightless while being spun around and sent into loops and dives. Oh god, that sounds like Puke City.
Yeah, I don't like looking at this. I don't think I would actually ever go on this. Like, I know that I can't handle that anymore.
Okay, so 5-story ride has 6 arms, each with a 4-person carriage shaped like a plane. Passengers are then lifted into the air while spinning, while being rotated at the same time. Yeah, that's death. Spinning, rotating up and down, like it's like the ride with the arms where it's just like a carnival ride. I can't. I don't know about that. So as it reaches heights up to 48 feet, riders will feel weightless while experiencing 0G rolls, whatever the hell that means. People on the ride.
I think 0G means like zero gravity.
Where are you, a scientist?
Hells yeah.
People on the ride can also enjoy a steampunk-themed soundtrack throughout. Ooh, stealing ideas from the old roller coaster from Islands of Adventure or Universal. Nope. I mean, yeah. I might try it. I'd have to see it in person first.
That would have to be like the first ride of the day. Like if you do that with anything in your stomach, like you're done, I would think. But maybe that's
I'd give it a yay. I'd have to go in person and see what it looks like. And if anybody else would ride it with me, I'd go ride it.
Dude, you know what ride really messed me up at Universal one time? It sounds so lame, but I think it was the Simpsons ride. It was one of those things. It was like one of those things like the Harry Potter ride where you're kind of on, like you're in this thing that can move, but you're also watching a screen and that you're moving like in relation to what's going on the screen. But there, I feel like no matter how perfectly aligned they are, there's still that fraction of a second difference that like throws me off because I'm feeling something that is just slightly off from what I'm seeing. And I swear I almost threw up from the fucking Simpsons ride, and that sounds like the lamest thing ever.
No, that ride sucked because that also took place of Back to the Future ride.
I don't think I ever got to go on the Back to the Future ride.
Well, I mean, it was basically the same setup, but obviously Back to the Future, and it wasn't like the Simpsons ride was just, that made me nauseous too, and I didn't think it was good at all. It was a waste of time.
It'd be funny if they swapped out, like, you know, Back to the Future with the Simpsons, but they literally just insert, like, Bart's face over Michael J. Fox's face and don't change anything else, and they just call it the Simpsons ride.
And then the whole time they just like add in the one bully just randomly every like corner you turn.
Exactly.
That's another thing that's funny is like Simpsons used to be my thing when I was younger, and now I don't care about it. I don't like it at all.
I watched it as a kid occasionally, but I never really got invested into it, and I didn't think the movie was that great either. No. I might be in the minority with that because I feel like a lot of people did like the movie.
I did like the movie, I'll be honest. I actually liked the movie more than the show. I thought it was a funny movie.
My god. I would have to go and rewatch. Like, would it hold up now, you think, if I rewatched it?
I think so. That's why I liked it. For some reason, it just because it was, I don't know, can't explain it, but I would go give it a try again.
One day, if it happens to be on Netflix or Hulu, maybe it is, and I don't even know it.
One day, I'll find my way back there to the old river.
What's that from?
I don't know, I just thought of it in my mind. Ooh. My mind brain. Army warns soldiers to be ready for potential violence by incels at Joker screenings. What?
So, yeah, I found this one. Incels, from what I've read, are these people that are like sexually frustrated because they do not have any companions or anything, so they choose to like lash out with violent or deadly acts against other people who have sex or have significant others. See, it's pretty fucking absurd and crazy, but yeah, this is one, like, this is the reason where I'm like, yeah, I can wait like a couple weeks to see Joker. I don't plan on fucking going on opening weekend with all these bad jobs out there. I think probably because it's like, it's a highly anticipated movie. So it's one of those movies that you can like guarantee is going to be like having packed theaters across the country.
Is it really going to be that like anticipated?
Oh, I think absolutely. Like, it's not, it's not anything like, you know, an Avengers movie where, you know, like, I mean, it is and it isn't. Avengers is on a whole nother level. Well,
is this its own, like, story? Is this, like, a brand new thing that nobody's seen?
Yeah, it's a whole new story. This is, like, Joker, I think, it looks like back in the 70s or, like, 80s or something. So this is its whole other thing. It's rated R, and apparently, like, it's a pretty violent movie. It's not just, like, some corny-ass Joker.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So
it's not going to just be like a boring drama?
No, like it's supposedly, you know, pretty, I don't know about pretty graphic, but it's pretty, not, it's not kid friendly, to put it, if you want to put it that way. Like, it's nothing like Jared Leto's Joker or even Heath Ledger's Joker for that matter. Like, Joaquin Phoenix, is that how you pronounce his name? Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin,
Is it with an M or an N? Joaquin. It's one of those two.
Yeah.
It's one of those two. But yeah. Oh, yeah, it's an N, as in Newman.
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
But yeah, apparently he is.
I'm sure it'll be good. I think it'll hold up. People are just going to always revert back to Dark Knight and can try to compare it to that. I still want to see it too. I want to see, oh man, there's so many movies.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. Whatchamacallit, I kind of want to see that Brad Pitt movie, like Ad Astra or something.
Ad Astra? Oh yeah, I heard that was good too. Holy mother of cheese.
Yeah, too many.
Oh man, I can't wait for Abominable.
What's that?
It's a DreamWorks cartoon. It's about the Abominable Snowman. Oh,
Let's see. I have one more story, but I think maybe we'll skip that. It's just too depressing about that middle school student that got like punched by some bullies and then wound up hitting his head and passing away. That's just a
I didn't even know about that
depressing story. Yeah, I was going to bring it up because I was just like, I was going to gauge your opinion on like, you know, now that you're a parent, are you like, oh my God, with kids nowadays, do I want to send my kid to a public school? Do I want to try to send him to a private school? Like, have you gotten into that mindset yet?
Oh, he's definitely going into a private school.
For sure.
Yeah. And hopefully we're not in Florida when he goes into school.
Oh, where are you guys looking to venture out to?
I don't know, man. We want to get, eventually we want to go into a little further north and try to get into like somewhere that the seasons change.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know when, but we eventually want to get somewhere, maybe North Carolina. Maybe.
Yeah, it looks nice out there. That's where, remember my cousin Ben, him and his wife Him and his wife live in North Carolina, and it looks pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. Who knows? Who knows, man? We're going to get wild with it. We might just sell our house, burn the old rubber and the tracks meet the road and see where it takes us. No, that won't definitely happen at all. You know me. No way in hell I would do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly would like to think that we may not be here like really long term, like, it's kind of, it's a crappy situation because obviously, you know, we still have an apartment and we're like, we don't want to live in an apartment for another 6 or 7 years. So,
yeah,
you know, we're thinking like, okay, a few years from now, we'd like to have a home. But if you have a home, you're kind of committed to living here in the home for several years before you should be thinking about trying to resell. And sure. So it's like entering that mindset of like, okay, if we don't want to be here in 10 years, then what the fuck do we do about, you know, a home? It's kind of, it's a little stressful, but we'll figure it out. But we'd like to go out west a little bit, like Colorado someday, maybe, sort of.
Oh, wow. You guys like the west, huh?
Yeah, man. Like seeing mountains and that weather, fantastic. The only thing we don't like is like in mountainy areas, how it gets like darker quicker, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. earlier. When we were in Denver, there were times where it was like getting pretty dark by like 5 o'clock and it was so fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been out west. Hopefully we'll get out there eventually to visit.
You should totes do it.
Oh, I totally will.
So, no guest tonight?
No. She was wanting to pop on and talk a little bit about the Amazing Jonathan documentary.
Oh, okay. She's familiar with it?
It's so bizarre that he admitted about Crystal Matthews.
Gotcha.
If you like magic shows, do you like magic shows?
I mean, somewhat, yeah.
Do you like magic and humor?
I do. I can enjoy it.
On Netflix, it was called Magic for Humans.
Is it still, it's still on there?
Yeah, it's an original.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Now, is it an actual, like, show, or, like, no. Or it's, like, a performance show?
It's kind of like, it's just like a TV show. He like goes out in public and fucks with people.
So it's like a Chris Angel type thing? Except he just shows his dick to everybody out in public.
It's, let me see if he's got another one coming out. I don't think he does. Justin William performs magic tricks on the street. But it's kind of cool how they film it. It's kind of unique.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
It's pretty funny, too. I think you'll like it if you're into magic. I got good ratings, too, so it's not just me being shitty.
I used to be, like, really into David Copperfield when I was younger. I thought that dude was shit.
What about Chester Copperpot?
Honestly, like, if someone were to ever offer me like a trip to Vegas or something, I would go specifically to see David Copperfield, like not to gamble, not for anything else. Mr. Copperfield.
Hey, no offense, but no offense to gamblers, but I'd rather do that too. Gambling's stupid.
Stupid.
You won't catch this guy spending money on craps and whores. I'd rather be spending. I'd rather be spending my money on some good food, big bowl of ice cream, and good old show.
I just picture you walking by like a casino with a fanny pack on, and there's like, you know, people standing outside, like, "Hey, come on in. We got the best of the best in here." And you just sound like a grumpy old man, like, "I'm not spending my money on craps and whores, you damn moron."
No craps and whores for this guy.
I'm going to hit up the buffet. Yes.
Oh my god. I've never been to Vegas, but I don't really care to, I guess.
Yeah, we used to want to go like for like a long weekend or something, but now that we're gaining on our mid-30s, we're just like, fuck that. Like, we don't even like being up past midnight for the most part anyways. What's the point in going to Vegas?
Sound like freaking, what's his name, when he's like, "Yes, but that was a long time ago."
Oh, what is that? That sounds familiar.
Well, I'm recalling it from basketball.
Hmm.
When he was talking to, do you remember basketball?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking to Coop about his dreams of becoming a big sports star, and he's like, yes, but... And he, like, looks off to the side. That was a long time ago. And I think he was doing it from another movie.
Hmm.
But not sure what it is.
Alrighty. But yeah, fuck Vegas.
Who cares? Let's wrap this thing up like a friggin' bacon wrap. Not a Banjo's. Ooh, I like that better.
That actually sounds good, a bacon wrap pretzel.
Yeah, I mean, anything bacon, let's be honest.
Oh, reels. You got any titles for me?
I don't have any titles because I'm not really that good at them. But maybe Lauren can whip one up real quick.
No, whip me up a batcher. Whip me up a batch of fake titles, honey, would you?
You're kidding me? You're just going to go up there and whip up some cookies, but you can't whip up some freaking porn titles? That's
the
it.
Fuck?
I want a divorce.
What are you still doing here?
What are you still doing here? Do you have any?
I got a couple, and I'm not going to lie. It was difficult for me to come up with these myself. I feel like, because you have to rely on, like, playing on words, and there's only so many words that you can, like, you know, play around on.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I know.
Okay, here. So, first one, gardener volunteers with troubled kids and shows them how to trim their bushes.
That's actually pretty good.
That one's not too shabby. Second one, on their first date, a professional jewel thief treats his lovely lady to a pearl necklace. That one's okay.
That's not bad. Oh, she shot me one.
Ooh.
Gosh, she's like a friggin' pinball machine. Put a quarter in and something's gonna come out. All right. It's fall. Break out your leggings and dust off your muffs.
It's funny because
Google that or what?
It's funny because I was trying to earlier tonight. I was trying to think of something involving the word muff, and I couldn't think of anything.
Well, there you go.
Either way, I'm happy the night ended with a discussion of muffs. So. Hells
yeah. I mean, if we don't get muffs in somewhere in our conversation, then we didn't do our job.
You're just sitting imagine sitting in like a waiting room somewhere with like some other woman, and you're like, hey, I know this is both on her mind, so I'm just going to get it out there. What do you think of muffs? She's just like, oh my God, what?
All right, let's get the muff out of here.
Let's just get this muff discussion underway because I know we're both thinking about it. We're both waiting for it.
Are those egg muffins? Is that what you're talking about? Reminds me of
Steve Buscemi from Big Daddy. He's like, don't forget my sausage McMuffin.
Oh my God, that movie's so good. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, it's one of his better ones.
It really is. Friggin', oh my God. I thought they closed it. I thought breakfast ended at 11:30. Yeah, I thought they did too. Hey, you forgot my sausage McMuffin.
They stopped serving breakfast at 10:30.
Thought it was 11. Yeah, so did I.
Dude, even though there's so many, like, even when it comes to fast food, there's so many better options than McDonald's. Sometimes I just crave the trashiness that is McDonald's.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to be a trash can whore.
It's like you can afford a high class escort, but sometimes you just want that broke bitch to S your D. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, honestly, you're probably better off just going and getting, you know, anything from McDonald's and then eating it with your butthole instead of your mouth.
Can you imagine? Imagine you stumble upon some guy in his car in the parking lot, just like shoving McNuggets up his butt.
It's like you see it, you knock on the window, and you're like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? You open the door, you're like, scoot over, let me get some of those.
You knock on the window, you're like, hey, how are the McNuggets today? And he's like, oh, they're fantastic.
Next time, try the spicy ones on your butthole. They're real good.
You're like dunking them in sweet and sour sauce before you shove them up there.
Oh, yeah, you got to get a nice little lube going. Oh, anyways, we'll end it with that.
Good stopping point.
Yeah, jkbspodcast@gmail.com. I don't think anybody's ever sent us anything.
they're too nervous because of our expert topics. They're like, oh my god, how am I going to top shoving McNuggets up your butt?
Well, find out next week on JKBS. Just kidding, but seriously, thanks for listening along with me and Eli. And Eli, thanks for the combo, man. Always a pleasure.
Oh, I agree, man. I am looking forward to doing this again next week.
You bet your sweet corn ass I will.
All right, Puddin' Pops. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Muffy, later.
All right, later.
See ya.